The first thing I want you to do is to stop everything. Close your eyes and breathe. Now, follow my instructions. We are going to start with a breathing exercise that will calm down your nervous system. We are going to breathe in for 7 counts and then breathe out for 11 counts. We are going to do this breathing exercise together 3 times while the music plays. I will let you know when to move on to the next step. If your mind wanders, bring it back to focusing on your breathing. Let's begin. Take a deep breath in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And again, deep breath in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Last time, deep breath in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Now just get back into rhythmic in and out. Rhythmic breathing in and out. And in and out. Your abdomen will move up and down slowly in rhythmic breathing. Put your hand on your abdomen now while you breathe. In and out. And feel your abdomen rise up and down. Just keep your hand on your abdomen. This is very calming. Now, remind yourself that this panic attack is temporary and will pass. This is not permanent. Your mind, your brain and your body is resilient enough to handle this. Whatever is happening, whatever is going on, whatever triggered this attack will pass. Now I want you to imagine yourself in a safe space. A space where you have felt the most peace and happiness. Where are you? Who are you with? What is the scenery? What are you doing? Focus on this for a few seconds while you keep doing deep rhythmic breathing in and out, in and out, while imagining yourself in a safe space. Now, open your eyes, and I want you to just focus on an object in front of you. It can be anything. A rock, a pen, a spot on the wall. Find something and just focus on this. And now start describing the object to yourself. Either in your mind or out loud, whichever works best for you. as you focus on the object, pay attention to what is its shape, what is its color, what is its pattern, what do you know about this particular object? Focus all your energy on this object while still breathing in and out, and in and out. Focus on this object and describe it while breathing deeply in and out. I will let you know when to move on to the next step. Now, I want you to do something physical. This will be simple and neutral, a simple action to help reduce the stress and to direct your energy and attention away from your thoughts to the physical, which will help to downregulate your nervous system response and get your body under control. Movement is a great way to bring clarity and focus, as well as to promote peace and calm. So, I want you to maybe go for a walk, or simply do some stretching right where you are. You can even start clicking your pen or rolling your ankles in circles. So all I want you to do the next few seconds, you can decide the length of time, which can range from a few seconds to a few minutes, is to move your body while breathing deeply in and out. In and out, focusing all your attention on your breathing and your body movements. If your mind starts to wander, bring it back to your breathing and body. Start moving now while the music plays for a few seconds. Now, as you are moving your body, and you can change your body movement or stay doing the same thing, make sure you keep breathing rhythmically in and out while you do this physical activity. And while you're doing this, I'm going to ask you some questions. What are you fearing? Acknowledge the fear and describe it. Embrace it, because this is how you will weaken it. Do this now for 10 seconds as the music plays. Remember, you're breathing rhythmically in and out and doing a gentle movement. Could be pacing up and down. Just a gentle rocking from side to side. Just move, breathe. Think about what you're fearing. Acknowledge the fear. Embrace, describe it, weaken it. Do this now for 10 seconds while the music plays. What are you feeling? Describe your emotions by labeling them and differentiating them, which weakens them. Keep moving, keep breathing while you describe your emotions. Do this now for 10 seconds as the music plays. What are the physical reactions you are experiencing? Try to label and describe them, which helps you control them. Keep moving gently, keep breathing rhythmically, while you focus on your physical reactions in your body that you're experiencing in response to the panic attack. Do this now for 10 seconds as the music plays. Why are you feeling like this? Describe in as much detail as you can, while moving gently and breathing rhythmically. Do this now for 10 seconds as the music plays. Is this feeling and thinking based on facts or assumptions? Think about this as you breathe rhythmically and move gently while the music plays for a few seconds. What is the worst thing that can happen right now at this moment? Be as specific as you can. You could say something like, I might forget what to say. But that's okay, because I can just say sorry. Or, I will do this when I am calm. As embarrassing as it may be, it doesn't matter. Do this now, gently moving, rhythmically breathing, thinking about what is the worst thing that could happen, and giving yourself a little comforting statement with it. Do this now while the music plays for a few seconds. Now, I am going to re-ask you the questions. And start writing down the answers to these questions. Writing helps bring clarity and perspective and helps to bring order out of chaos. As you do this, keep asking yourself why questions. Why am I feeling this? Why am I thinking this? Ask, answer, and discuss with yourself while you write. What are you fearing? Acknowledge the fear and describe it and write it down. What are you feeling? Describe your emotions by labeling them and differentiating them and writing this down. What are the physical reactions you are experiencing? Label and describe them and write them down. Why are you feeling like this? Describe in as much detail as you can. Is this feeling and thinking based on facts or assumptions? Think about this and write down your answer. What is the worst thing that can happen right now at this moment? Be as specific as you can as you write down your answer. Now, I want you to reread what you just wrote and circle or highlight any words or phrases that stand out to you. Maybe you can identify a trigger. Maybe you can identify a common theme. Remember, keep breathing deeply in and out while you do this. Do this now while the music plays for a minute. I will let you know when to move on. But if you still need time to write, press pause on the audio and restart when you are ready. Breathe deeply while you write. Now, I want you to find someone to talk to. It can be right now, or whenever you get a chance. But try to do this as soon as possible. Share with them what happened and why you think it happened. And discuss ways you can prevent this from happening again. Talking with someone is another great way to promote peace, find clarity, get perspective, and come up with an action plan. You can use everything you've written to guide your discussion. It's important to learn what triggered this panic attack. A trigger can be a person, a place, a phrase, a smell, a memory. By asking the why questions and writing your self-dialogue and your thinking down, and by talking with someone, you will begin to identify the triggers. Once you have a better understanding of these triggers, it is very important to have an action plan in place so next time you know what to do. And if you practice this over 63 days, it will become a habit. I highly recommend you go through the 21-day program in this app to help you identify and eliminate the root cause that is triggering these panic attacks and build a healthy new neural network. I also want you to have self-compassion and patience with yourself. Even if you have another attack, Just know that being aware and working on this is bringing healing. Panic attacks are not part of a disease. They are emotional signals from your mind and brain and body, telling you to take note of something that needs to be corrected. Listen to your mind and your body. You are not a broken machine. You will overcome this and learn from this. And this experience will improve and grow you. Turn this panic attack into a learning experience. What can you learn from this panic attack about you and your life? What is your brain and body and mind telling you? Take some time to think about this and add to what you have already written. If you are in a meeting or shopping mall or somewhere that you don't have the time to go through all these steps at that particular moment, then make sure you memorize the basic calming down steps, which include the 11-7 breathing that you do 3 times. Then move into rhythmic breathing with your hand on your abdomen. Then tell yourself this will pass. Imagine you are in a safe space. And then focus on an object and briefly describe it as objectively as you can. Then, as soon as you get the time, preferably sometime in the next 24 hours, re-listen to this whole panic attack meditation and follow all the instructions. Remember to keep breathing deeply in and out. In and out. Do this for a few more seconds while the music plays and focus on your breathing, focus on your body, focus on what you wrote, and just keep breathing rhythmically. In and out. In and out. In.